There's no need whatsoever to go into cheating on your taxes, because there's a huge difference between tax evasion, which is obviously criminal and illegal, and tax avoidance by means of following the law the best that we can. And, you know, I think probably what summed it up for me the most was the words of Justice George Sutherland in the case of Gregory versus Helfring, where he in essence said, the legal right of a taxpayer to decrease the amount of what otherwise would be his taxes or altogether avoid them by means which the law permits cannot be doubted. And see, what I love about that is mentioned a couple different things in there. First of all, to legally reduce your taxes, and then this is huge, or altogether avoid them. I mean, that is a justice of the United States Supreme Court recognizing the existence of loopholes, because he said, by means which the law permits. That is critical. You've got to understand that there is a law that governs this, and while there are laws that require us to pay a lot of taxes, there are also laws that enable us to avoid a lot of taxes. The key is knowing what those laws are, but then, which is one of my primary goals on this one, is taking advantage of those laws, because you can know all there is to know about taxes, but if you don't actually implement that knowledge, it does you no good whatsoever.
But surely I have a CPA for that. Isn't that the CPA's job to know these loopholes and do this for me?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I tell people all the time, because, you know, whether it be somebody that comes into my office or whether it's somebody at a seminar, I speak with a lot of groups throughout the country, whether it be real estate investment groups or stock market traders, small business owners, network marketers, all sorts of different groups that I'll go and I'll speak with. And a lot of them say, no, I've got that taken care of. My husband handles my taxes, or my wife handles my taxes, or as you mentioned, my CPA does my taxes. Well, I want to point something out, especially when we're talking about CPAs. First thing I would tell you is that never underestimate the value of a CPA. A CPA can be a huge, huge benefit to you. However, if you put all of your eggs in that one basket and presume that they're going to scour through everything that you did all year long, go through every single one of the receipts and do it all for you, that's not going to happen. What we've got to make sure that we understand is that, let's say the average tax preparing CPA, for instance, is going to do over 200 tax returns during a tax season. Well, if you look at that and think, okay, well, 200 tax returns, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, over the course of a year, well, it's not over the course of a year, it's over the course of a tax season. And if you break that down and say, okay, people typically get their information into that CPA maybe early February after all their 1099s came in and their W-2s, and they've gotten all of their information together. So if they got it early February and then the tax deadline is April 15th, well, wait a second. That only gives, what's that, all of February, all of March, and then half of April, so 2.5 months to do those 200 plus tax returns. Chances are they're not going to go through every single one of your expenditures and make sure that you've categorized it correctly, make sure that you've deducted everything that you could have deducted. What happens most of the time is they'll look at the big ones and they'll say, okay, well, did you take your interest on your home mortgage? Did you take your charitable contributions? Did you take maybe your exemptions for any dependents? Did you take care of different things? The key categories. But most CPAs aren't going to go through every single step of it for you. And that's not to knock CPAs at all, because the CPA, as I mentioned again, will be a huge part of your team. But if you're expecting them to do everything for you, you're in trouble. And that's what I've found that people do in too many cases.
So you're really asking us to take more responsibility for the tax picture than maybe we've been doing so up to now.
That is absolutely correct. Because